Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Hello, welcome to Know Your Constituency, a podcast map of the general election, taking you through all 43 constituencies. We'll be bringing you the information you absolutely need to know, the seats, the boundaries, the incumbents, the challengers, and the information you absolutely want to know, the infighting, the rivalries, the turf wars. I'm Colm O'Mungoin. I'm joined once again by RTE's Barry Lenehan, and also with us is Sarah McGuinness, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail. Now, next we have, well, we potentially have an almighty scrap of a five-seater. It's Longford West Meath. Barry, kick us off. Seats and seat holders, please.
Yes, so a four-seater at the last contest and all four incumbents limbering up to go again. We have Sinn Féin's Sorka Clark, Fianna Fáil's Robert Troy, Joe Flaherty, also of Fianna Fáil, and the Minister for Enterprise, Fine Gael's Peter Burke.
All right, Sarah, you've been having a look at the boundaries. What's the change since last time round?
Yeah, so this there has been quite a shift. Longford West Meath are gaining 19 electoral divisions from Meath West, which is pretty huge, and they are up one seat, and they have a raft of new voters coming in. The area around Castle Pollard being transferred into the constituency will add 10,000 voters alone. So, there's going to be a flux of new voters, and I suppose that will in turn bring a bit of a change to what voter demands we'll be looking at.
So a neat enough outcome from the boundary review then, and that this is now all of Longford and all of West Meath. So what's going to motivate voters in this particular constituency?
I think one of the issues will be migration, which I don't want to talk about for too long, but there has been in 2022, the new census figures show that Longford experienced the highest population growth in the country. And a lot of that, it was to do with the flux of migrants arriving into Ireland. There was controversially plans to house 90 refugees in Longford this year. They were shelved. There were protests in the area. So I think the issue of migration will be a big ticket item. I also think that which goes hand in hand in that, local amenities will also be a big issue that people will want answers to, in terms of doctors, schools, school places, all the kind of day to day practical things that might have been a bit under strain in the last 4 years.
Okay, close enough to Dublin for transport issues to be a factor,
sure.
And of course housing as well.
Definitely, I'd say so, yeah, particularly roads, and as you mentioned there, public transport will definitely be an issue.
All right, Barry, let's get into the runners and riders. But as you know, we have our usual health warning about this. It's based on the information at the time of recording. Nominations still not closed. You'll be back with us when the field is finalised. So more names, of course, can still be added to the ticket here. But for now, where do you want to start in Longford West Meath?
Well, this is, first of all, effectively two constituencies rolled into one, with votes in Longford sticking in Longford and vice versa with West Meath. And last time there was a big push to have a Longford TD because there were none after the 2016 election. When I was at a wedding recently with Longford people, all they were talking about was who's going to win between the Longford candidates, with no mention of the West Meath candidates. So that really is, that's the first thing to say about this constituency. The other thing here as well, and this is replicated in some other areas as well, is that this returned perhaps an unlikely hero for Sinn Féin in the last election amid the surge, this being Sorka Clark, with Sinn Féin taking 21% of the vote. Clark, she took 11,800 votes in all, and 3,500 of those came from Longford, with the remainder in her base in West Meath. Now, Clark has been on the national airwaves. She does have somewhat of a profile. It just depends, where will the Sinn Féin vote land? And the picture complicated this time for Sinn Féin. She's joined on the ticket by a running mate in Barry Campion, who ran in the local elections in Granard, receiving just 253 first preferences. He lives in Longford with his husband Kieran for the last 10 years. So Sinn Féin 21%. Local political observers feel it'll be hard for Clark to retain her seat, but at the same time, in a five-seater, if Sinn Féin aren't winning here, then it really is a bad day. And then also the two candidates' strategy, so they must be confident of pulling a TD out of both West Meath and out of Longford.
Sarah, what are you looking out for here?
I suppose between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, they have some very prominent names on their ticket. So Minister for Enterprise Peter Burke, Senator Michael Cargi, who I think is in with a fair shot this time around. Robert Troy's seat will be interesting to watch. I think obviously he was elected to the Dáil and then he had to resign as Minister for State in 2022 for failing to declare property interests. It was kind of interesting, Joe Flaherty, who polled very well in 2020. He was kind of stuck on the ticket first, and then Robert Troy was expected to run in a contest for the second spot, but in the end his opponent dropped out. So I think it'll be interesting to see how he fares. But I really think Sinn Féin will definitely be one to watch in terms of the party. We're saying that they think that they can win two seats in Longford West Meath. There will also be a number of kind of familiar faces, including Kevin Boxer Morn, who is a former Minister of State from 2017 to 2020. He was recently elected back to the local council in the last elections. So he is also in with a shout. There's Councillor Paul Hogan of Independent Ireland, and there's Jerry Warnock, who is now who is running again, as well as Louise Heaven, who was formerly of the Green Parish.
And Paul Hogan is significant in the equation when it comes to Sinn Féin, because he was a former Sinn Féin councillor and he nearly eked out a seat here for Sinn Féin in 2016, left the party but has now resurfaced. He was co-opted back to Westmeath County Council as an independent, now standing for Independent Ireland. And this is the sort of constituency where that brand, if there's a wind behind it, it could carry himself into contention, given the proximity to Michael Fitzmaurice, its leader and spiritual leader in Roscommon, Galway.
All right, and there's an Aintu candidate here which might further complicate things for Sinn Féin's hopes of getting a second seat, their second candidate, maybe more sweeper than candidate.
Definitely. But all, yeah, again, it'll be interesting to see how Sorka Clark would do. The other interesting dynamic here is this presidential style runoff, if you will, between Fianna Fáil's Joe Flaherty, based in Lanesborough, and Fine Gael's Micheál Cargi, based in the other end of the constituency. Again, they went hammer and tongs at each other in the constituency last time around, with Flaherty just edging out Cargi on first preference votes by 1,000. But Cargi, 54% of his transfers then went to Flaherty as Longford looked to elect a TD. Now, what I'm hearing from my sources in Longford is that Cargi is giving this everything. He's obviously had the national profile, being on the Oireachtas committee that has grilled some of our former chiefs here in RTE HQ column. So he has that going for him. But Joe Flaherty, the former editor of the Longford Leader newspaper, that he knows maybe how to get his picture in that paper better than most, which is
former
also
Longford
vital.
Journalists have been doing well electorally recently as well.
That's it. Flaherty beat Cargi 2-1 in South Longford the last time, and beat him in Longford Town as well, while Cargi won North Longford by 1.5-1. Now, Fine Gael came within 4 votes of getting 4 out of 5 seats in Granard in the local elections, so that will point to a fair wind behind Cargi. It'll be interesting to see if there's any residue, however, for Micheál Cargi following the controversy around one of its former councillors, Gerald Farrell, in Ballymahon, and whether that has any impact on Carrigie's vote. But ultimately, if you're looking at calling the Longford runoff, if you will, I think Cargi might have the edge on Flaherty. It's a lot easier to go knocking on doors and say, look, I was the man that lost out the last time, rather than going knocking on doors saying, I'm the man who holds the crown. But there could ultimately also be room for them both amongst the 5 seats when all is said and done.
All right. Sarah, 5 seats. Deep breath. Do you want to look into your crystal ball, and with all the caveats of, you know, campaign yet to run, not the time of recording, no finalised list of nominations, etc., etc.? As of now, how would you see those 5 seats falling?
Well, as of now, there is not a Sock Dem candidate in this constituency. There is not a Labour candidate in this constituency. And the Greens are down and out because Louise Heaven has decided to go independent. At the moment, I think that Sorka Clark will retain her seat, but I do not think she'll top the poll. I think Peter Burke is safe. I think Joe Flaherty is safe. I would agree with Barry in that Senator Micheál Cargi is in with a shout. And I don't think Robert Troy is going to get in. I think that Councillor Kevin Boxer Morn is going to get in.
All right. Sarah calling it there for an independent. Yeah, well, would you agree with that?
Well,
Barry?
I think the boxer said he was back after the local elections after a thumping victory in those, and he has set his sights. He lost a lot of votes with regards controversy around the army barracks in Westmeath when he lost his seat unpredictably in the last election in 2020. So he should claim those. He also took votes out of Longford the last two occasions he ran. So that'll be an interesting dynamic as well. Boxer Moran should be back now. Fine Gael are trying to mark him with a third candidate in Tanya Cannon. Fianna Fáil have no third candidate in Athlone at present. At one stage it was just Boxer in Athlone, with one political apparatchik locally saying to me how Mary O'Rourke would turn in her grave if she knew there was no candidate bar Boxer in Athlone. But Boxer should come out of Athlone, I would think. I would disagree with Sarah. I think Robert Troy should hold for Fianna Fáil. Peter Burke for Fine Gael should increase his vote. It was not a few years ago he was written off of this constituency. Now he's the standard bearer. I think Micheál Carrigy will flip the result with Joe Flaherty in Longford, meaning then the last seat I think would be between Sorka Clark of Sinn Féin and Joe Flaherty of Fianna Fáil, or any unknown big name independent that might shake up these two counties yet.
All right, that's where we leave it for this one. Barry, you're going to be back with us for an update after nominations close, of course, but our thanks to Cormac Burke for all the research, Dave Gibson on sound, and our producer Kieran Dunn. And do remember to tune in to RT Radio 1 on results weekend, and of course you'll get coverage across RT television and the digital platforms for full coverage of all 43 constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 guide to general election 2024.